Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji to enlighten us on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.28.63 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for joining the call and giving your valuable association and time this morning to all of us. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Now I just wanted to see how I could bring this. Should I mute? How I should bring on the screen? Maybe you can help me.
Yeah, Prabhuji, Mataji will share the screen.
Okay.
You want for the shloka, na, Prabhuji?
Yeah, I will go for the shloka. So that's okay.
Yeah. They will share, Prabhuji. Don't worry.
Okay, so I will just some Mangalacharan. Namah Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishkaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Dishtarme Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama, Rama.
Indu Mataji,
I am doing today. I'll share it, Mataji. I'm starting. Give me a second.
Yeah.
You let me know when I can begin the verses. Okay. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Hamsa Jivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Gunagalita Sri Vishakhanvitam. He Krishna Karna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namaskute, Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Anushute Devi, Namo Mahavadanaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gurujuse Namaha. Vancha Kalpataru Bishya Prapasindu Devacha Patita Nam Pavane Vyo Vashnambe Nam. Thank you very much for giving me opportunity to speak. So I will take this Srimad Bhagavatam text number 4, Canto 4, chapter number 28, text number 63. Yatha Purusha Atmanam Ekamadarsha Chakshusho Dvidabhutam Avekshetha Tathayvantara Ava vayo. So translation, as a person sees the reflection of his body in a mirror to be one with himself. The reflection in the mirror is the same, just like what he is, the reflection. But sometimes he may think that reflection is also me and what I am is also me. So there may be two persons. So reflection of the mirror in a mirror to be one with himself and not different. Whereas some other people may actually see two bodies. Two body means one himself and he see one reflection. Like there are two. Like sun is there in the sky and there are his reflection is there on so many ponds. So that could also be there. So you may see that so many ponds each are different, but they are not different. They all depend on the one main sun and he reflects on so many ponds, in which the living being is affected and yet not affected. There is a difference between God and the living entity. So that is the main point in this verse, is that Dvidha Bhutam Avakshetra. Dvidha existing is two. Avakshetra. He sees that it is really one. There is no Dvidha. So everything else is Krishna's energy. So in purport, Prabhupada explains quite deeply, and we will go through that purport. And so being affected by the conditioning of the matter, Mayavadi philosophers cannot see the difference between the Supreme Lord and the living entity. They think that Supreme Lord and living entity, they are one and the same. When Krishna takes a body, then he takes a body through the matter, as if the matter or Maya is stronger than Krishna himself. When sun is reflected in a pot of water, the sun knows that there is no difference between himself and the reflected sun in the water. Those in ignorance, however, pursue that there are many small suns are reflected in each and every part. It's the same sun which is reflecting. They are not separate suns. As far as the brilliance is concerned, there is brilliance both in original sun and in the reflection. But the reflections are small, whereas the original sun is very large. Vaishnava philosophers conclude that the living entity is simply a small sample of the original supreme personality of Godhead. Qualitatively, God and the living entity are one, but quantitatively, the living entities are a small fragments of the supreme personality of Godhead. Supreme Lord is full, powerful, opulent. So like you understand, Achintya Bheda Bhed. What the meaning of Achintya Bheda Bhed? That we are infinitesimal. And Krishna is Vibhu. We are Anu, Krishna is Vibhu. Krishna, our quality is practically the same like a small fragment of a gold. It's also gold. And a big mount of gold, that is also gold. But quantitatively, the gold mount is a much, much bigger, many, many millions of times. It's like a drop of water. It's also a drop of water, is H2O. Hydrogen, two atoms and oxygen. But ocean is also same, a big part of the water body. But it is a big difference in a drop of water. You cannot do anything with a drop of water. But with a big quantity of water, you could drink, you could boat, you could wash, you could swim, wash your body, or transport the blocks. So many things could be done by a larger quantity of water. So Achintya, we are also made of Satchidananda, Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Satchidananda, Vigraha, Anadhir, Adhir, Govinda, Sarva, Karana, Karana. Satchidananda, eternity, bliss and knowledge. In our real form, we are also Satchidananda, in our pure form. But because we are covered, and that's why it needs to be cleansed up, then our original quality will come up. So Krishna Prem is also in us. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sadhya Kabunai, Shravanadi, Shuddha Chitte, Karayavudai. If we listen very, very carefully, so by clear heart, Shuddha Chitte, means we have so many contamination in the heart, so many desires, so many, means our mind is always here and there, thinking of many things to enjoy by our senses. So when we remove those kind of, through Shravan, means if we hear about the glories of the Lord, what His quality, about how that, just in this lifetime, I can go back home, back to Godhead. I could be free from these miseries of the material world. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. I could be free. Are all three kinds of tapas are burning. Devik, Adi, Bhautik, Adhyatmik. I could be free. One thinks of that and think of Krishna all the time. So the same thing is here. This, we are the sample of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But now, because in the material nature, our heart is contaminated. That's why we cannot see us as Satchidananda. Although, so we are infinitesimal, Krishna is Vibhu. Both quality-wise, it is the same, but quantity-wise, there is a vast difference. That's why it is Achintya, Bhed and Abhed. There is a oneness and there is a difference. So, living entity are one, but qualitatively, the living entity are a small fragments of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is full, powerful, and opulent. In the previous verse, the Lord says, my dear friend, you and I are not different. So my dear friend, that is the super soul, Paramatma. Paramatma is relating to the Atma. So there are two different things. Not that Paramatma and Atma, so Paramatma, or Paramatma and Atma is the same. No, there are two different entities. Paramatma is the one who is directing us, who is giving us, sanctioning us, who is approving our all the desires. And Atma is Atma could desire, thinking, feeling, willing. That is the symptom. Consciousness, that is the symptom of the Atma. The soul is there. But everything is ultimately done by Paramatma. And Paramatma is an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. Now Krishna, Balramji comes, Balramji expands in Chaturvyu. And one of the Chaturvyu, out of the two Chaturvyu, one Chaturvyu expands into Karunodakshai Vishnu, Garudodakshai Vishnu, Shirodakshai Vishnu, and that expands Shirodakshai Vishnu, expands as Paramatma. So those things, and so one may say that we have heard many times, but we have to have it Hardangam, in the heart it should be there, that yes, it is Paramatma, I alone If not, I cannot do anything. I alone completely depend, Sharanagata, I completely depend on the Supreme Lord Krishna. If those things are there, then we will be free from this duality. Otherwise, I am free from this Mayava philosophy that I and Krishna are one and the same. We are His servant. So God and the living entity are one, but qualitatively the living entities are small fragments. The Lord is powerful, opulent. My dear friend, you and I are not different. This non-difference refers to qualitative oneness. Or it was not necessary for the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality, to remind the conditioned soul that He is not one in quality, not one in quantity. The self-realized soul never thinks that He and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are one in every respect. That everybody has to know God is great, we are just His servant. We are meant to serve Him. Although He and the Supreme Personality of Godhead are one in quality, the living entity is prone to forget His spiritual identity, whereas the Supreme Personality never forgets. So this is another difference. That we forget and Krishna never forgets. He remembers everything, past, present, future. And not only Himself, but He remembers in all the living beings, all the jivas, what they are thinking 1 million years ago and what they are thinking now. So everything is known to Krishna. We may not know what did we ate yesterday or what is my duty. We may forget many things. In that forgetfulness, everything comes from Krishna also. Matta smriti jnanam apavanam cha. By me comes the smriti, remembrance, forgetfulness and knowledge that comes from Krishna. So we are prone to forget our spiritual identity, that we are part of Krishna. The Supreme Personality never forgets. This is the difference between lipta and alipta. So that has been defined here. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is eternally alipta. He is not attached to any material thing. Alipta and is not attached to. He is not like putting his mind on material things. But we are always thinking of matter to enjoy. So that is lipta. We are all lipta. Lipayaman. Lipayaman means we think that I am part of this matter. Enjoyment is only my duty. But this is not real enjoyment. This is like a swapna. Swapna means it is just like a dream. There is a longer dream, that is a day dream. There is a dream. So there are four stages. First stage is susupti, means we are in deep sleep. We forget everything. Then there is a dreamy stage. In dream, we think that I have been haunted by ghosts or I have been haunted by. One man was thinking of that he has turned, one king was thinking that he has become a butterfly. And all night he was bombarded with butterfly. So he woke up confused that am I a butterfly or am I a king? Then he called all his people, all his entourage. They came and he asked them the same question. That, am I a king dreaming of butterfly or am I a butterfly thinking that I am a king? And nobody could respond. But in reality, it is really the same thing. He is both. In a dream, he is thinking. The dream is done by the man as a king or as a butterfly. He is also thinking, dreaming. So both are dream. One is a longer period, another is a shorter period. Both are a dream because our reality is that we are servant of Krishna. So susupti, deep sleep, and third stage that we are chanting in umansu, like this little bit. So that is another stage. Not that deep sleep, in between. That is called. So a lipta is uncontaminated and lipta is contaminated. The conditioned soul, however, being in contact with the material nature, forgets his real identity. Therefore, when he sees himself in the conditioned state, he identifies himself with the body or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, there is no difference between the body and the soul. That is another important point, that our body is made of flesh, meat. So many, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. So these are the 8 things that is make us our body. But Krishna's body and soul, there is no difference. He's also ether. Whole body is also Satchidananda. But our soul is Satchidananda. But we have forgotten that, covered. But Krishna does not forget and he is made of Satchidananda. Even his hands, legs, everything. Our hands, legs are material. Made of material things. He is complete. He is completely soul. He has no material body. Although the super soul, Paramatma, and the individual soul are both just 1 minute. तमिल में क्लास दे रहा हूँ, मैं 6 बजे वहां आऊंगा। ओके, हाँ मैंने 6 बजे बोला था। ओके हरे कृष्ण हरे। So, although the super soul, Paramatma and the individual soul are both within the body, the super soul is divided up designation. Whereas the conditioned soul, we have so many designations. I'm a doctor, I'm an engineer, I'm male, I'm female, I'm Asian, I'm Indian, or I'm American. So many designations that we are covered. The conditioned soul is designated by his particular type of body. The super soul is called Antaryami and he is extensive. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ चापी माँ बिद्धि सर्व क्षेत्र सुधारत क्षेत्र एंड क्षेत्रज्ञ सो वी आर क्षेत्रज्ञ ऑल्सो वी नो ओनली अबाउट अवर बॉडी एंड कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो क्षेत्रज्ञ बट ही नोज ऑल द बॉडीज ऑल द टाइम एंड सो ही इज नोन एंड वी विल रीड दिस 13:3 लिटिल बिट मोर इन डिटेल लेटर ऑन सो क्षेत्रज्ञ क्षेत्रज्ञ चापी माँ बिद्धि आई एम ऑल्सो थिंक ऑफ मी इज ऑल्सो क्षेत्रज्ञ बट सर्व what I know, sarva kshetrasu bharata, I know about all the fields or all the fields of activity, means all the living being, what they are thinking, what they are willing, where they are, what they are doing, everything is known to Krishna. So we should understand that we are very localized and we know very minimal and Krishna knows everything in all the bodies at all the times. Oceana bharata, you should understand that I am also the knower of all the bodies. So we know little bit about our body. We don't know about how our food is digested, how the cow is eating the grass and is transported into milk, how it is, we don't know. But Krishna knows everything. How our food is digested, how we get the energy. So all these things and how do we do activity. So unless it is sanctioned by the Paramatma, we cannot do anything. So we should give the importance. And Atma, so Paramatma, that is wrong. Atma and Paramatma, they are two different. That's why in different shastras, it says that there are two birds, two swans are sitting in a tree. One swan is eating the fruits of a tree and another swan bitter and sweet fruits. But another swan is looking at him, that when he will turn to me. We have turned our back and just be trying to enjoy the matter, material things. And so, but Paramatma is always waiting for us, when he will look and I will give him direction to give up all this activity, this nonsense activity of trying to enjoy the material world. You can never be satisfied. You can never enjoy this matter. But come to me, come to my abode, and aham tvam sarva papyabhyo mokshishyami masuji. I will free you from all this, and you will enjoy this spiritual planet, this spiritual kingdom forever, and you don't have to suffer anything. So these are, so this is, unless you hear from somebody, unless you study, unless you hear from a bona fide spiritual master, you hear from self-realized soul, you cannot understand all this by your own self. It has to be remembered or it has to be known through some guru or sadhu or shastra. The super soul is present in everyone's body, whereas the individual soul is conditioned in one particular type of body. One particular type of body means if we are in a human being, we will act as human being. If we are a dog, we will act like a dog. So we are conditioned in that. He will bark, he will eat like a dog. The individual soul cannot understand what is taking place in another's body. But the super soul knows very well what is happening in all the bodies. In other words, the super soul is always present in his full spiritual position, whereas the individual soul is prone to forget himself. Nor is the individual soul present everywhere. We are present in one place at a time. But Krishna is present every place all the time. Generally, in his conditioned state, the individual soul cannot understand his individual, cannot understand his relationship with the super soul. But sometime when he is free from all conditioned existence, and so when we know that we are not the body, when we are not conditioned, our conditional state means we are Baddha Jiva. And there is a people who are eternally Baddha and eternally free. Nitya Baddha and Nitya Mukta. So we are Nitya Baddha, bound by this material nature, but we could become free by engaging in Krishna consciousness. And that's what this verse, he can see the real difference between the super soul and himself. When the super soul tells the conditioned soul, you and I are one and the same, it is to remind that We and I are the same, means we are made of the same spiritual substance. You are not material. You are not this body. We are the spirit soul. So Krishna comes and says and reminds us that you and I are one and the same. It is to remind the conditioned soul of his spiritual identity. His spiritual identity is being qualitatively one. And in the third account of Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been described more. Yathol Mulkar Vishulingad Dhumad Vapi Swa is Sambhavad Api Atma Atma Venabhi Matad Yathang Agnihi Tathak Bhul Mukhat. Prabhuji, मैं अभी घर पर हूँ, 6 बजे के बाद में मंदिर में आऊंगा. आई एम गिविंग ए क्लास. ओके, थैंक यू. तो फायर हैज डिफरेंट फीचर्स. देर इज फ्लेम, देर इज स्पार्क एंड द स्मोक. Although these are one in quality, there is still a difference between the fire, the flame, and the spark. So, with the fire, there is a flame, there is a spark around the fire, and a smoke is also there. The living entity becomes conditioned, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different because he does not become conditioned at any point. Because when the spark falls away, the spark will extinguish. As long as the spark is there around the fire, they are shining. And smoke is also there, that is part of the fire. So these things are one and the same because it comes from the fire. We also come from Krishna, but we have forgotten our real identity and we have taken the identity like so many designations, that I'm a human being, I'm different from animals, I'm a husband, I'm a wife, I'm a man, I'm an engineer, I'm Indian, or I have this body. पंडित जी, मैं कॉल में हूँ, मेरा कॉन्फ्रेंस चल रहा है. डोंट कॉल मी. ओके, आई डोंट नो हाउ टू टर्न ऑफ द फोन कॉल्स एंड स्टिल हैव दिस कॉन्फ्रेंस कॉल टुगेदर. द लिविंग एंटिटी बिकम्स कंडीशन, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different because he does not become conditioned at any point. In the Vedas it is stated, Atma Tatha Prathak Prathak Drashta Bhagwan Brahma Samanjita. Atma is the individual soul as well as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Atma is word that is given to Supreme Personality of Godhead or Paramatma, and Atma is individual soul who is the seer of everything. So Paramatma is seer of everything. Although both are spirit, there is always a difference. In this Smriti, it is also said, Yathagnehe Shudra Vishulinga Vyucharanti. Just as the spark manifests in a large fire, similarly, the small individual souls are present in the big spiritual flame. In Bhagavad Gita, also 9.4, it is just said, Lord Krishna says, Mat Sthani Sarvabhutani Na Chaham Teshu Avasthita. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And since Krishna is a big, like a big fire, and we are all part of him, because by his energy everything is working. But he is remaining aloof in the Goloka Vrindavan, lays with his devotees, but still his energy is everywhere. So he is everywhere. That has been said, all beings are in me, but I am not in them. All living beings are resting in him. All fire is past, rest on a large fire. Both are differently situated. So Krishna, it's all the time we have to understand that just like he's sitting in his house, in his palace, and then everything is goes on. On the name of that, it is king who is running. The effect of the president or prime minister is there everywhere. He's running the whole show by his power. But he's separate also. He has his own entourage, own family, own way of enjoying. So we should not think that Krishna, when he says that, yes, we are together, we are one and the same. So I and God is not the same. God is Master.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, I cannot hear Prabhuji.
Prabhuji is on mute, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
I can't unmute him.
No, but still. Oh, he has some problem, Mataji. Somebody has to merge him in their audio. Let me. No. I think I cannot do that.
I did, Mataji, I did. Just give me a second. I did it. Let's see if Prabhupada can speak now.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
He needs to unmute himself, I think.
I don't know. We cannot hear him, Mataji.
Okay.
He joined again.
He needs to unmute.
It's not happening.
Yeah, now the microphone came for him, but he needs to unmute, right? He's not unmuting it.
Yeah, but I think he got disconnected. We got disconnected.
Will you call him, Mataji?
He is there, Mataji. He is there.
He came. He knows how to unmute. Because before also, when he joined, I asked him to unmute and he unmuted.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. We cannot hear you, Prabhuji. Now what to do? Lavanya Mataji, do you have Prabhuji's India number?
I have to see Mataji.
People are calling him.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Maybe that only interrupted him, Mataji. So many people were calling him.
Yes. Prabhuji is building temple in Khargone, and lot of devotees came from Russia and Vrindavan. And it's like big Sankirtan going on in the, it's like a town kind of place, and there is no Krishna consciousness before now. Prabhuji went there and Prabhuji building temple and lot of devotees came. A lot of things are going on there. That's why Prabhuji is so busy.
Shall I call Prabhuji, Mataji?
Yes, Mataji.
than the car. But you could still run on your own those verses that we are reading.
Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, I'll just put in the speaker. Hare Krishna Mataji, Prabhuji is unable to connect back. I'm putting this phone near my phone. So, Prabhuji, you can speak, Prabhuji.
I can start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
everybody can hear, Mataji?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody can hear now?
Yes, Mataji.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for this wastage of so much time. So, fire is situated in one place, but it distributes the heat and light. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is distributing his energy in different ways. So there are different energies. Parasya Sakir Vividaiva Suete Swabhavaki Jnana Balak Kriyatya. That is that means he has external energy, internal energy, marginal energy, and many other energies. So he is sitting in one place, but his all the energies are reflected everywhere. So living entity is but one of those energies, that is marginal energy. And Maya or a material world is a Maya or external energy. And Krishna and his expansion, they are the internal energy in the spiritual kingdom. And all is expansion. So the energy and the energetic are one in the one sense, but they are differently situated as energy and the energetic. So we are energy, Krishna is the energetic. Similarly, the Sachidananda, or confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Ishwara, Parama, Krishna, Sachidananda, Vigraha, is different from that of the living entity. In both, it's a condition. In liberated state. So even in liberated state also, we have certain limitations. We don't become gods that when we are in liberated state. We just serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He's supreme and always the controller of everyone. Only atheists consider the living entity and the personality of Godhead equal in all respects. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Mayavadi Bhashya Sunele Hai Sarvanash. If one follows the instruction of Mayavad philosophers and believes that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the individual soul are one, his understanding of real philosophy is forever doomed. So the basic thing that I wanted to discuss is how we are different from the God, and that has been described all over. So infinitesimal and the infinite, that is the two things, that we are infinite and Krishna is infinite. We are infinitesimal. We are Paramanu. So developing on our knowledge about the soul, Jivatma, and the super soul, Paramatma, that is, it's important to know the misconception of the people in general about this subject matter. So some people advocate a new concocted philosophy. They say that you, the soul, individual now, but after death, you will merge into cosmic consciousness, universal consciousness. So they think we will also become God. Some people even go to say, actually you are all that is cosmic consciousness. Even now you have to only realize it. We don't realize it, but you are the cosmic consciousness. But you are not cosmic consciousness. So that is a wrong conception. Such people indirectly or directly tell you that you are God and that you have just forgotten it. So this type of monistic philosophy, you are God, I am God, everyone is God, it's all the same. That is not correct. It's rampant in these days, particularly even in India or even in foreign countries. It has also become very popular because such a philosophy does not demand surrender to God. All the scientists and all these theories, whatever they have, they don't want to surrender. They know that we don't come from monkey. Not a single monkey has become a human being so far. But that is so all these philosophies are completely bogus, but because they don't want to surrender to the Krishna. They don't want to become subordinate. And that way, they could just go on with their sanctification. Because surrendering means you have to follow the laws of God. Means you have to, whatever the laws of God in Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, you have to follow. So either God is not there, God is dead, and I could do anything what I want, I am God myself. So this kind of philosophy is very comforting to the heart of the traditional soul who want to be the enjoyer and controller. But neither we are enjoyer, nor we are owner, nor controller, but we are subordinate to Krishna to serve Him. We are meant to serve Him. Jivira Surupavi Krishna Mithira. So Bhokta, that is enjoyer, Bhokta, Amihekitabasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. He is the Supreme Maha Ishwar. Ishwar means the controller. He is the Supreme Controller. Surupam, we are a small controller, you may say, but not the Supreme Controller. So that difference has to be known. You may say, how we are controller? We are and then all this ethics and morals which are in the life through the scripture, people they are there. So they just bypass all these ethics or morals. So kills the propensity to serve, which is the essence of the spiritual life. So we don't want, people don't want to serve God. They want to serve themselves and serve their senses. And so this kind of philosophy prevents us returning back home, back to Godhead and being free. So we go on taking many, many births one after another and suffer. So otherwise, if we follow this philosophy of oneness and difference or achinsya bheda philosophy, then we will be able to associate with the all beautiful supreme personality of Godhead. Let us therefore examine the philosophy from a rational, logical, from the scriptural point of view. So we are not God. Isha means a controller. We cannot control ourselves. So we are not God. I am not controlled. I am independent. That is many people, they feel I was impersonalist claim. I am God, you are God. So that is not there. So living entity are not controllers. They are not controllers. I don't know what is this sound is coming from. So these examples that illustrates that we are infinitesimal living entity and we are always controlled. Like a big, and Krishna could do anything, like there is a big airplane that could fly. But Krishna is flying so many planets all over. God being the supreme controller, he can control this gigantic manifestation of material energy, entire cosmic manifestation. As a scientist that who is a very tiny living entity, he can put a satellite after years of research, but God can load millions of huge planets in the orbit effortlessly. So Ananda Koti Brahmanda Nayaki is so many, like we may build a 200 story skyscraper, but Krishna has built millions of universes. A human being can make a small swimming pool, but God can make a gigantic swimming pool like a vast ocean. So there is a big difference in two of us. So their greatest living, because these two means Uttama Purushottam Anya Paramatma Ki Udaharaka Yo Loka Trayam Avishya Vikarti Avyaya Ishwara. So besides these two energies like the earth, water, fire, air, ether and mind, intelligence, ego, there is another living person, the Lord himself, who has entered into this world and is maintaining all of this through his Paramatma feature. Living entity and Krishna, there is big difference in both of them. You are not tiny and Krishna is vivo. Living entity is infinitesimal, but Krishna is infinite. The living entity is the knower of his own body, but Krishna is the knower of all the bodies together. Kshetram chapi mam viti sarva kshetra subharata. We read that in 13:3. That was being quoted in the purport. So he is the super knower. We are tiny knower of little bit about ourselves. Just as the individual self is present by his consciousness throughout the whole body, so the super soul, Paramatma, is present throughout the whole creation. So we are in, as in Vyasti and Samasti. Vyasti is are one, like the Karana Dakshay Vishnu. Karana Dakshay Vishnu is Samasti Brahmanda Paramatma. And are one, there is like Garbhodakshay Vishnu is Vyasti Paramatma, are one universe. And Paramatma is also individual, for individual soul, there is a Paramatma with each and every soul, there is a Paramatma. But ultimately, Paramatma is one, and all the Paramatma and all the living beings, they come, they expand from one source, that is Shiro Daksha Vishnu. Living entity is the proprietor of our own body, but Krishna is the proprietor of all the bodies. But even you may say, I am proprietor, we could do very tiny, we have very minimal independence. But Krishna is for us. He's completely independent and he could do anything, anytime, any place, but we may do very little things. Like I may pick up a glass or drink water, but that is also depends on Paramatma. And that's why this in the following verses, that there are two birds and we are not looking towards the Paramatma bird. We are, and he is accompanying us every everywhere, that someday or another, after millions and millions of lifetime, we may get instruction from him and we could become free from this material entanglement. New entity can be put to forgetfulness, but Krishna can never be put to forgetfulness. He always remembers. Lord, although one without a second, nevertheless manifests himself in an innumerable form. It's like Vaidurya stone, which you, from wherever you look, its color changes, but he is still one and the same. So just like Brahma, he thought that he is the only one Brahma, there is nobody else. So he went to see in Dwarka Krishna, and then he was asked by the god that which Brahma you are. And he was surprised that there are other Brahmas also. So he asked, first thing when he saw Krishna, he asked him that, are there any other Brahmas? And by just Krishna invited all the Brahmas, all the Indras, all the Shivas, they all came and paying obeisance. And every Brahma and Indra and everybody was thinking that Krishna had just called him. And only our four-headed Brahma, he could see everything, and he became just, you know, he had so much of faith, and he was in the corner, he was just remained in the corner. So he did not know that there are other Brahmas. So also we don't know that there are many, many other universes and other planets which are controlled by the Supreme Lord. So Krishna is, so there is, even after liberation, the living entity retains his identity as an infinitesimal individual, Jivatma, stored by Lord Krishna to Arjuna, that our individuality is never finished. It always remains. But Mayavadi philosophers think that we can become the same as Absolute. We merge in Rupa Brahma Jyoti, and we become we become Brahman, refulgence. So Jyoti se Jyoti jagala jagate chalo. So people, they concoct many things, but Bhagavad Gita very clearly it defines everything, and everything is very, if we take it, we become sincere and learn strictly, directly. The living entity has only direct awareness, but Krishna has both direct and indirect awareness. Like Srimad Bhagavatam jaise janmadhyasyata anvanaya itarpas charteso abhikyaswara. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all the manifestations of what is happening in all the universes or spiritual kingdom or in our heart also. Only because him, this material universe is manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature. They appear actual, but although they are unreal. So Bhavaki, when we say spontaneously, so Bhavaki, your hand scratches the itch, like we have a itch in the thigh, and our hand will do. So in the same way, the Krishna has swabhava, and by his swabhava or by his nature, everything is manifested. Lord Krishna wants to create the material world. He does not have to make a design, model, or worry about where to get the ingredient. But it happens just by his will. But we cannot do that. So there is a big difference. So infinitesimal and infinite. Krishna is infinite. And that is what is in this world, all that is described. Consciousness of the living entity is limited. Consciousness of Krishna is unlimited. And so living entity is like, say, I was telling about Jagrati, that is aware, awake, Swapnil, this like, and Sushupti, deep sleep. So, and there is a Turiya state in Samadhi, when we are completely in trance. And like Samadhi is the last stage of yoga, mystic yoga, and then they remain, or they may just not think of the material world, but they can get relation with Krishna in this Turiya or Samadhi stage. So there are these four stages of our consciousness. Jagruti, and that when we are awake, Swapnil, and Sushupti. These are the, and we talked about this butterfly and how one man was thinking that is a butterfly. So we will take the next verse. एवं समानसो हंसो हंसेन प्रतिबोधित स्वस्थस्त द्वय विचारेण नष्टा माप पुनस्मृति. इन दिस वे बोथ स्वान लिव टुगेदर इन द हार्ट. व्हेन द वन स्वान इज इंस्ट्रक्टेड बाय द अदर, ही सिचुएटेड इन हिज कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल पोजिशन. दिस मीन्स ही रिगेन्स हिज ओरिजिनल कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस व्हिच वाज लॉस्ट बिकॉज ऑफ हिज मटेरियल अट्रैक्शन. We become attracted to the matter by so much glittering, and we turn our back, we ran from there, we did not listen to. So the same thing, this story is being told to King Prachin Barisat means by our memory, although Paramatma is there all the time, but we never thought of him that he's sitting with me and I can get inspection. We just wanted to go and enjoy our own, and that is the really fall down of us, that we are separated from Krishna, we are away from Krishna, we are trying to enjoy our senses, but we cannot enjoy the senses because it is a temporary world and there is suffering all the time. Dukha lema shashvatam. Hanso hansena pratibodhita. The individual soul and the super soul are both compared to swan, hansa, because they are white, are uncontaminated. One swan, however, is superior and is the instructor of the other. When the inferior swan is separated from the other swan, he is attracted to material enjoyment. This is because of his fall down. This is the cause of his fall down. When he hears the instruction of the other swan, he understands his real position and is again revived to his original Krishna consciousness. If he gets the instruction from Krishna or his representative, then he will understand that I'm a spirit soul, but servant of the Lord, and I must serve the Lord. That is my nature. Jivera Surupave, Krishna has met with us. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, comes down, Avatara, to deliver his devotees and kill the demon. He also gives his sublime instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita. The individual soul has to understand its position by the grace of the Lord and the spiritual master, because the text of Bhagavad Gita cannot be understood simply by academic qualification. One has to learn Bhagavad Gita from a realized soul. Tadvidhi pranipatyena pariprasthena sevaya upadeshanti te jnanam jnaninas tato darshinam. That just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So one has to select a bona fide spiritual master and become enlightened to his original consciousness. By ourselves, one cannot understand Krishna because we have been conditioned for so many lifetimes. So we have to take a shelter of the person who is self-realized. In this way, the individual soul can understand that he is always subordinate to the super soul. Mayavadis think that they become God himself, so they can never reach God. They are more worse than atheists, because atheists, by serving some devotees, he changes to become a devotee. But Mayavadis, their philosophy is so bogus that they could never turn. If they think that they are God, how they could serve the God? That is what is their philosophy. So as soon as we decline to become subordinate to Krishna and try to become an enjoyer, he begins the material conditioning. We want to enjoy, and then the Maya kicks us, and then we come under the grip of Maya, and we give the shelter of Supreme Lord. But Maya is superior in one sense because Maya has taken shelter of Krishna. But our souls who are forgotten Krishna, then we have taken shelter of nobody. We just take our own shelter that I am God and I will run. And that's why the Krishna's energy does not flow through, because we are also part of a higher energy. Maya is of a lower energy. And still Maya is stronger and she could grab us. But if we take shelter of Krishna, Vivi esha gunamayi mama maya duratya. Mama eva ye prapadyante maya metam taram. We could become free from this maya. The soul abandons this spirit of being an individual owner or enjoyer. He becomes situated in a liberated state, that we are neither owner, nor enjoyer, nor controller. Nothing, everything is Krishna. The world is so astata, meaning situated in one's original position. That is very significant in this world. When he gives up the unwanted attitude of superiority, he becomes situated in his original position. The word Vyabhicharena is also significant, but it indicates that when one is separated from God due to disobedience, his real sense is lost. Again, by the grace of Krishna and Guru, he can be properly situated in his liberated position. Our liberated position is to become servant of Krishna, is to serve Krishna, is to obey his commands. So that is the liberated condition. We think that if I serve temple, if I groom in the temple, if I clean the pots in the temple, I become servant. But that is the real position, because that is our position, is to serve Krishna. So if we start serving, if we understand, if we decorate Krishna nicely, offer so many nice food stuffs, spread his Krishna consciousness to all the individual souls, feed prasad, open temples, distribute books so people could know about him. So that is what Krishna wants, which is not very difficult. But But we are so obnoxious, are so rigid that we don't want to change to our we want to take the direction from Krishna himself. So we have become disobedient and our senses are lost. By the grace of Krishna and Guru, he can be properly situated in his liberated position. These verses are spoken by Srila Narad Muni, and his purpose in speaking them, that is, he was speaking to King Prachin Barisa, is to revive our consciousness. It is for all of us to we also become Krishna conscious. Although the living entity and the super soul are one in quality, the individual soul has to pursue the instruction of the super soul. That is the state of liberation. And the last word in this one is Varhismanne Tadadhyatmam Parokshasena Pradarsitam Yat Paroksha Priyo Devo Bhagwan Vishwabhavana. My dear Prachin Bhari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, is celebrated to be known indirectly. Thus, I have described the story of Puranjan to you. See, sometimes direct description like he is so glorious, people may become envious. So, Narad Muni, being very intelligent, he is describing, Paroksha means indirectly. He, through this allegory, he is describing to him. That's why it is called indirectly. Thus, I have described the story of Puranjan to you. Actually, it is an instruction for self-realization. So there are many similar stories in the Puranas for self-realization. It is stated in Vedas, Paroksha Priya, Paroksha Vaad, and Aparoksha Vaad. So Paroksha Priya, Eva Hi Deva. Everybody likes through the stories. Movies and everything is like stories. So there are many stories in the Puranas that are intended to interest the ordinary man in transcendental subjects. But actually this refers to real fact. Through the stories they are giving the real fact. They are not to be considered stories without a transcendental purpose. So if there is no transcendental purpose, then they are not even a story. Some of them refer to a real historical fact. One should be interested, however, in the real purport of the story. There is always some purport with the story. Indirect instruction is quickly understandable for a common man. Actually, the path of bhakti yoga is the path of hearing directly about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Ismaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dachyam, Sakhyam, Atma Nivedanam. But those who are not interested in hearing directly about the activities of the Lord, or who cannot understand them, can very effectively hear such stories and fables as this one narrated by Narad Muni. The following is a glossary of some of the important words in this chapter. Adesh Kari, the actions resulting from sinful activities. Agastya, the mind. Amatya, the governor of the senses, the mind. Arbudha, various types of shaman and kirtan of the Supreme Lord's name, qualities, form and so on. Hari, impediments like disease. Voga, enjoyment. This word refers to the real enjoyment in his spiritual life. Pratya, the servants of the body, namely senses. Dravila Raj, devotional service and a person eligible to act in devotional service. Dravila Raj, Dwara, the doors of the body, such as eyes and ears, nine dwar. Graha, home, for spiritual cultivation. One requires an undisturbed place or good association of devotees. Hidma Vaha. So there are many meanings have been explained and so Hidma Vaha, the devotee who approaches the spiritual master, Hidma refers to the wood that is taken to burn as fuel or a fire. Brahmachari is supposed to take the Hidma to ignite the fire used in performing sacrifices. By spiritual instruction, a brahmachari is trained to ignite a fire and offer oblations in the morning. He is supposed to go to the spiritual master to take lessons in transcendental subject matter. And the Vedic injunction is that when approaching the spiritual master, one takes lessons on transcendental subject matter. And the Vedic injunction is that when approaching the spiritual master, one must carry with him fuel to perform a yajna or sacrifice. Chatvidyanartham saguru evabhi gachet samitpani. Samitpani means that is the fire. This shrotravyam brahmanistam. To learn transcendental subject matter, one must approach the spiritual master. In doing so, he should carry fuel to burn the sacrifice. The symptoms of such a spiritual master is that he is expert in understanding. conclusion, and therefore he constantly engages in service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By serving such a bona fide spiritual master, gradually a conditioned soul becomes detached from the material enjoyment and invariably makes the progress. So this is because he is sown, when he serves the spiritual master, the seed of devotional life is put into the heart of the person who is serving the spiritual master. And those who are misled by illusory energy are never interested in approaching a spiritual master to make life successful. So, jaya, intelligence, jirna sarpa, the protect the air of life, kalakanya, the individuality of the old age, kama, a high fever. So, many things are given. I would just give a little bit summary of this chapter and finish the class, which has become quite long because of this phone connection. We did see what 63, 64, 65 that we were going through that. This is from 428. And so there are like in the material body, there are five gardens. Material body, that is the city, allegorically, that represents the city of Puranjan where he lived, that represents the body. So there are gardens are five senses, nine gates are the five openings of the body. One guard, that is the life air, prana, apan, vyan, saman, udan. There are three apartments, that is earth, water and fire, and six families. Five knowledge senses in the mind, and the stores are five external senses, and power of five powers of instead, that is the five grass element. Mistress is like this. Puranjani was intelligent, and one master or husband, that is the Jiva soul. So we have turned away and forgot, and he became the woman. This Puranjan became woman in the next life, became either way. And so in this way, Maya. So the 63rd word, qualitative difference. Although one sees his reflection in a mirror to be himself, and others are actually see two bodies. Similarly, there is a difference between God and the living entity. The Supreme God is full, powerful, and opulent, and is eternally unlived. But we are uncontaminated by, and he is uncontaminated by Maya. Conditioned soul is lived, that is conditioned. And being in contact with the material nature and forgetting. So if we use the material nature, everything that is Krishna's energy, or service of Krishna, Rishi Kesha, Rishi Gena, Chivanam Bhakti, Uttam Bhakti, using everything in service of Krishna, then we could become free from this material entanglement. And we would understand our real identity. So what is, how our revival could happen from this conditioning? One swan, after being instructed by the other, we hear from the another swan, when the spiritual master or Paramatma regained his Krishna, original Krishna consciousness, which was lost because of the aversion to the Lord. And then the next one, so Krishna has given his spiritual instruction indirectly through an allegory. Since the Lord can be known indirectly, or he is found on indirect expression, paroksha priya. Paroksha vad and direct, and paroksha is indirect. And direct also, like Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, they are direct. There are many stories, but they are real true stories. They are not like indirect, but this particular, this Puranjan's story is an allegory, is an indirect way of telling. Also in Bhagavatam, many places, like Yayati, when he gave his wife, Sarmista, Devyani, they were engaging and enjoying sense gratification, sex life. He took his old age and gave it to his youngest son, Puru. And then he was tired of this. There was no further enjoyment. So he gave, his wife was not leaving him. He gave his story of a goat. And that there was a goat, and he fell in love with another she-goat, and they were enjoying life long. Then there was another she-goat came, and he started enjoying him also. Then this first she-goat, he went to his owner, and then he castrated his his testicles. That way he cannot enjoy the other goat. So in this way, there are many things that are given through allegorically to teach us the lesson that we can take and become Krishna conscious. So thank you so much. I will end here. If there is any questions or comments or anything, or I hope that you could hear. because I have no way of knowing. So if you could unmute and let us discuss.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your efforts. We could hear properly, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm happy that after all you could hear.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Class, Prabhuji. And you are in so hurry, but still you gave the class. So, Prabhuji, I have a question. Like, we have five types of mukti. Sahajya, Sarupya, Salokya, all that. But devotees don't want to have any liberation. But when we go to Goloka Vrindavan, so what kind of liberation is that? Like a Salokya?
No, when we go to Goloka Vrindavan, we are Krishna in our original position. Our original position is to serve Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. These muktis are there because we want so much. We are free from the material entanglement. So Sayuji Mukti is the worst. But Salokya, Samipya, Sarupya, Sarsti, they are okay. But you are still having some enjoying propensity. So they are not the same as serving Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Then that is complete freedom from any kind of mukti. So a devotee does not want to become mukta or free. Mukti means to freedom from material contamination or material trouble. And then you are enjoying because you wanted that. So Krishna gives. But Sayuji Mukti is like becoming one with God. Sayuji means you just merge with God. But that is a misnomer. We never lose our individuality. So we never merge. It is just camouflage, like a bird sitting in a green bird in a green tree. But it's still they are separate. A drop of water in the ocean, when it goes, if you take it, that it still remains as a drop separately. So Sayuji Mukti is not correct. But other muktis are okay if you are in that awe and reverence. But one wants to love, that loving propensity is there. So this love happens in a different, as a Daksha Bhav, Satya Bhav, Vatsalya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav. So those Bhav are much more superior. How long you could be remain like that? That is Shadeshwari Sampanna. So you see, God is so great, but our position is to be a servant of Lord. So there has to be a sevak and savior. So savior is Krishna and we are his sevak. And if that is not there that much, either in the Sayuji Mukti or if you are next to God, you are enjoying like God. So in Sarupya Mukti or Sarasthi, you have all the opulences. So you would not be serving. God has so much and I have also so much. But here we use everything for service of the Lord. That is our natural position. So we are established by going back home, back to God in our natural, normal condition. In other Vaikuntha Loka, one may remain in Vaikuntha Loka forever. There is no material problems, material entanglement, no like birth, death, or disease, or Adi Devi, Adi Gauti, Adi Atmi, nothing is there. But still, the higher is, some may remain in that awe and reverence, but many people have desire to serve the Supreme Lord. In another relationship. Like a Madhuri Bhav is hardly there in Lakshmi Ji and some, but that too with awe and reverence. She never sits on the chest of the Lord, although he's given the chest. She sits at the lotus feet and massages the feet of Lord Vishnu. But there, the gopis and Krishna even serves the gopis, Radharani. He makes her bread. So those are the special things that only can be seen in Goloka Vrindavan. So I hope you understand the differences in these two. You understand, but liberation is not the ultimate goal. So these five kinds of mukti are limited with awe and reverence. There may be very minimal such and dasya and vatsalya and madhurya, but the topmost of that is in Goloka Vrindavan, which is not seen in this Vaikuntha planet. To its zenith, Vatsalya means to its zenith. Yashoda might seeing all the planets in the mouth of his son, but then say, no, he is my son. I have to feed him. He is dependent on me. He never remains. So Yoga Maya just puts a curtain and he makes Krishna also forget that he is God. But Vishnu or Narayan never forgets that he is God. But here Krishna forgets. So treatment here in the material world, we have different rasas. Everybody wants to have different rasas. How long you will eat the same thing nice, like opulent atmosphere? Then you want to something to be taken just something very spicy and something different. So we are meant to stay in Goloka Vrindavan because we are direct children of God. Amai wants to give okay. And he is calling us, come to me. Okay. Mataji, could you hear?
Shyamakari Mataji.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyone else has any?
Yeah, Prabhuji, and also one more question. When impersonalists, they merge into impersonal Brahman, will they come back or they will stay there only?
No, we come. Impersonal Brahman merging, that is Sayukta Mukti, then there is really no Mukti. So they remain in the Brahman effulgence and then they fall down because soul is active all the time. When the soul would like to do something, but they cannot go to the planet. They cannot go to Vaikuntha planet or Goloka Vrindavan. So they come down. And they come down to do some philanthropic activity. Because they have to come down. We'll say a bird may be flying, but they may fly on the sky, but they go to a tree or a mountain or on the earth. They cannot remain. So we are active and we want to do something. But what is there to do in the Brahmajyoti? It's all light. So merging in the Brahmajyoti is the worst kind of mukti. It does not happen. It's a siddha lok where you just may travel, go here and there, but it's not real mukti. Okay? Hare Krishna?
Thank you.
Lavanya Mataji, you have to... because she may not be hearing, I don't know what.
No, she's
hearing. I heard Prabhuji. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Okay. Anyone else? So let us end here if there is no question. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Shyama Krishi Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Danda Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.